And now, DSI Witness News. News, weather, sports, and entertainment. From the comedians of the DSI Comedy Theater, right here in Carrboro, North Carolina. DSI Witness News starts now.
Tuesday, December 29th. For DSI Witness News, I'm Kit Fitzsimmons. The town of Carrboro is looking for a new poet laureate. Carrboro's poet laureate serves for 2 years and is responsible for creating poems at the town's request during special events. But this year's poet laureate selection process will be a little different. And to tell us about the changes, we have with us in the studio Jackie Helvey, who will be leading up this year's selection process. Jackie, wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you, Kit.
Now, what's changing about how we name a new Carrboro poet laureate?
Kit, normally the new Carrboro Poet Laureate is chosen by the old laureate in much the same way the old Dalai Lama's spirit chooses a new Dalai Lama, by being reincarnated newborn babe swaddled in Tibetan flat weave at the moment of his passing.
Is that how we choose the laureate now?
Well, not exactly, but regardless, the town will be changing up the process this year, forming an arts subcommittee to choose the new laureate, much like we get a new pope, but with less white smoke and more religious symbolism.
Religious symbolism?
Yes, that's one of these 20 categories the subcommittee will be rating prospective laureates on. You see, when the old laureate chooses the new laureate themselves, it could get biased in a certain style and cause our town's special event poetry to fall into a rut. By moving creative process selection to the realm of subcommittee, it means we finally standardize the entire process.
Is standardizing art criteria really that easy?
Oh, yes, as all arts committee members in the Triangle are sure to agree. Art, just like everything else we have to choose these days, where to buy gas, what cloth bag to take into Weaver Street, iPod or Droid, poetry has to be fairly compared to its competitors. And if I may quote a favorite poet, Kit.
Absolutely.
Well, then, to paraphrase the beloved wordsmith known only as Beyonce, if you like it, then you should put a rubric on it.
A rubric?
Yes, a rubric.
So what's on the rubric, then? You mentioned religious symbolism?
Well, on a scale to 1 to 3, where 3 is mostly religiously symbolic. Also, metaphor is judged on a scale of 1 to 3, where 1 is solitary drunkard on darkened cobblestones at dawn, and 3 is a crowd, iambic pentameter. We all rate on a scale of 1 to 10.
That sounds a little difficult to do.
It's not as hard as people think it is.
Well, that all looks at poetry style. Anything about the poets themselves?
Absolutely, Kit. Behind every good poem is a good poet. And behind every good poet is a good significant other with a decent paying job. But as far as the poet goes, a large percentage of this decision is based on their coffee shop preference and frequency of visitation.
Is that because poets are typically seen as beatniks in berets lounging with lattes and snapping their fingers in concert for their disaffected brothers in the spotlight?
No, actually, we need to know our poet is in touch with the pulse of Carrboro. And the town is, like, you know, 80% coffee shop, so pulse.
All right. Well, thank you for talking with us, Jackie. For more information, call Kim Andrews at 918-7367. The application deadline is January 8th. You'll need to submit 3 poems, a purpose statement, and any ideas on how to increase appreciation for poetry within the town.
In triplicate, please.
Well, I'm Kit Fitzsimmons, and like a hangdog slavering over the gnawed end of a frayed electrical wire in the twilight of man, or perhaps just one man, his owner, his Odysseus, this has been DSI Witness News.
This has been DSI Witness News. For more on DSI Witness News and live comedy in downtown Carrboro every Friday and Saturday night, visit us online at DSIComedy.com.
Oh, my goodness. May I recommend perhaps Ed Geff, former poet laureate of Carolina basketball? Anybody remember that guy from the mid-90s?